Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, this week we're going to be talking about living together. So if you take a test drive before you buy a car, good move. Trying on a pair of pants to make sure they fit. Yep, you got to do that. Checking out a home before you take on the mortgage. Who wouldn't do that? Even when you order stuff online, you try them out and try them on. So why not live together before marriage? Well, today, over 50% of marriage say, why not? 50% of couples getting married for the first time will live together before they say, I do. So my purpose in this week's devotions is to show why living together before marriage is not a part of God's plan. And I pray that this information will provide understanding to help you make godly decisions and give godly counsel. I want to return to the premier passage on marriage, Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. There are three primary reasons why couples choose to live together. Now, hang with me this week because we're going to look at a lot of things on living together. But here are three primary reasons why couples choose to live together. First is compatibility. Everything in life has, like I introduced this devotion, has a built-in practice time, right? Drivers start with their learner's permit. Doctors start as interns. Teachers have a time to practice or the practice teacher or student teacher, they sometimes call it. Shouldn't couples make sure they are compatible before taking their vows? Secondly, convenience. Some couples choose living together for the economic and practical conveniences. Paying for one place is cheaper than paying for two. And every night, they got a willing and ready sexual partner, right? Some scared and scarred. The high rate of divorce has many couples running scared. Too many kids have lived through the hellish experience of parents splitting up, still blaming it on themselves. They don't want to go through that personally, nor do they want to drag their kids through divorce. Now, while these reasons sound reasonable or sensible and practical from a human perspective, they fail to accomplish their purpose. So hang with me this week. Tomorrow, we're going to consider three cohabitating statistics. And from these, you will see that living together doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because it's not God's plan. Father, forgive us for exchanging your design for our desires. Help us to follow your instructions for marriage. In Jesus' name, amen.